Did the Emperor Constantine found the Catholic Church?
A claim that you often encounter in the writings of certain anti-Catholics, particularly among fundamentalists, is the claim that the Emperor Constantine founded the Catholic Church. Now, this is an impossible claim to sustain if you know anything about the history of this period. It's clear that when Constantine came around, the early 4th century, the early 300s, that there was already a Christian church in existence and that this church called itself the Catholic Church. Elsewhere, we've talked about the fact that the term Catholic actually dates to the second half of the first century. So the church had already long been identifying itself as the Catholic Church. And not only that, it taught the same things that the Catholic Church teaches today. If you look at the teachings of the fathers of this period on issue after issue, from the Eucharist to baptism to the authority of the Pope to the unique role of Mary, on just subject after subject, the church fathers can be shown, long before the time of Constantine, to be espousing the same views that the Catholic Church teaches today. Now, Constantine did have an important role in this time period. He was the first Christian emperor, and he was also the emperor who ended the age of persecutions. Prior to this point in history, Christians had been subject to periodic persecutions by the Roman emperors, and Constantine's predecessor, Diocletian, had inaugurated a particularly fierce persecution of the early Christians. Constantine then became a Christian. He wasn't the best Christian by any means, but what he did do was announce the Edict of Toleration, also known as the Edict of Milan, the same place that St. Ambrose was later bishop of. According to the Edict of Milan, Christians were now a tolerated group. They were not going to be subject to persecutions, and consequently the church was able to blossom in an even greater way than it already had been blossoming. Some people have the idea that Constantine made Christianity or Catholicism the official religion of the empire. That's not true. Eventually, Catholicism did become the official religion of the state, but that's something that occurred later on. All Constantine did was announce toleration. That was something they were fortunate to have in their day, and it's something that Christians are fortunate to have in our day as well, when in so many parts of the world, the church is again facing persecution.